Castle Lager, PSL, blighted by crisis of leadership. The England senior men's national soccer team has not won a major title for 57 years. 1966 was the last time the Three Lions won a title, when Alf Ramsey's men beat West Germany 4-2 in the World Cup final at Wembley. Then England skipper Bobby Moore was presented with the trophy by Queen Elizabeth II, the first and only time English football celebrated winning the global spectacle. Despite not winning the World Cup or any other major title in the last 57 years, English football commands respect thanks to a vibrant top-flight league, the Premier League. The English top flight is arguably the most watched football league in the world, with a reported 1 billion homes in over 188 countries watching some of the biggest stars on the planet compete in it. In any country which takes football as a business, the top flight league is a benchmark as far as the game is concerned. Regrettably, in Zimbabwe, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League is a touchstone of the ailing Zimbabwean football. The Premier Soccer League announced last week that league games have been suspended until July 1. The suspension of the league matches is just a tip of the iceberg as far as problems affecting the PSL are concerned, and understandably, observers are now arguing that the local top flight is suffering from a crisis of leadership. The PSL leadership is a mess, and Farage, as the chairman, is responsible for the secretariat and should act wisely and protect the integrity of the league's decision-making. We are in a fix and in need of a crisis meeting to save our football, reckons football data scout Solomon Munganyi. During a PSL match between Cranbourne Bullets and Greenfield at the National Sports Stadium on May 12, the Premiership debutant's coach, that is Rodo Lakama, sat on the bench for the entire first half, only to be told you could not do so for the second stanza. Lakama was ejected from the bench by PSL marketing manager Rodo Tabe because the former Ngezi Platinum Stars gaffer did not attend the refresher course held by the league ahead of the 2023 season. Whether Tabe was right to eject Lakama from the bench or not is subject to debate, but the simple question is, why was the coach allowed to sit on the bench in the first half? Such incidents happening in the PSL is a sad reality of how off-color the country's top flight league has become. Later that day, that is May 12, the PSL shocked local football fraternity when they announced that Bata Stadium, the home of Gweru-based Premiership debutants Shesham, had been banned from hosting league matches. This serves to advise that, in the interest of all football stakeholders, Bata Stadium will not be hosting Castle Lager Premier Soccer League matches to allow completion of the construction of work that is currently taking place at the stadium. PSL Communications and Media Liaison Officer Kudzai Bahari said in a statement, "We applaud Shesham for embarking on such a massive project, which will help change the Zimbabwean football landscape." Days prior to the announcement, Shesham had hosted Islanders in a league match at the Gweru facility. In fact, the PSL held a roadshow in the City of Progress, during which they encouraged football fans to attend the Shesham Boso game in their numbers. The same fans were then informed days later that the stadium is not fit to host league matches, as the PSL leadership mysteriously overturned a decision by the Zifa First Instance Board, the local licensing board. In another bad advertisement of the local top flight league, the PSL allowed Ngezi Platinum Stars to wear kits with the Fidelity Life logo on the left sleeve during their 1-0 over yard at the National Sports Stadium on Monday, despite clearly informing clubs ahead of the 2023 season that the deal with the life insurance company had expired. This serves to inform all clubs to suspend the branding of shirt and left with the Fidelity Life logo, as the contract with Fidelity Life Assurance of Zimbabwe has expired. PSL Chief Executive Officer Kennedy Ndebele wrote in a memorandum to all clubs on February 13, 2023. Additionally, Blauwe Giants Highlanders announced on May 24 that they will put the logo of their sponsors, the National Parks, on the left sleeve on their playing kit. "We are pleased to announce that we have entered into an accommodation partnership with the National Parks Zimparks," Boso said in a statement. The arrangement will see the club's first team camping at the Maleme Lodges in Matobo for all our local matches. In return, our first team will carry the Visit Matopo on the left sleeve of our playing kits. The move violates Section 1-2 of the PSL kit branding regulations, which states that the left-hand sleeve is mandatorily reserved for the league sponsors and not that of a club. While various paradoxes continue to mar the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League under the nose of the Farage-related administration, the reputation of the country's top-flight league continues to suffer.